Welcome, everybody, to the LifeCast Live.
Hello.
This is the LifeCast episode 71. We're back doing numbers at the beginning again. Because I don't know why I stopped. Here with me, I have Greg.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah, hi.
And Dan.
Yo.
I'm Deanna, your host. What's up, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know this week I played Yakuza 0, much like every other week since I started playing it?
Yeah, I can't. I'm truly shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is a game I love and adore. And for the second playthrough in a row, it has not failed to make me cry. That's all I gotta say about it. I like it a lot.
I also played through some of that this week.
Yep.
I would have had more time staring straight into Pat's soul to play it. But I played through the first chapter of it.
Yeah.
So that's about, like, what, an hour or so?
Yeah, about.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah. So I played about that much yesterday, and I'm really enjoying it so far. I really like how it sets up. Really like how it sets up with the whole
It
bunch
does
of,
set up, like...
A whole bunch of family drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you're still beating the shit out of lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
I like...
It,
I like how it's, how it strikes a pretty weird balance between that stuff. Because, like, oh, yeah, here's all this family drama. Okay, now here, beat the shit out of it. Literally everyone.
Literally
all
the entire family.
Yeah, literally. That was a really fucking awesome thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a few, like, random encounters when you're going. So it's like, here, fight this thug. Fight this delinquent. And then literally, like, the first big encounter, fight the entire Dojima family. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I just fought a delinquent. Now you're telling me to fight 100 people?
So, I don't think this is a spoiler. You fought Kuze already.
Yeah, I fought Kuze.
Yeah. We're not going to say the context for what that happens, but you fought him.
Yeah.
How did you like that scene?
What do you mean? The scene...
Before, like, after, like, before that whole encounter.
I thought it was pretty cool. I really liked how... I really like how... fucking obnoxious Kuze is.
Yep.
And I like how headstrong he is.
Okay.
I think he's a pretty cool dude. Right. I also like how he was literally everywhere.
Yes.
Like, literally fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
In that entire first chapter, it's like, oh man, finally, I can go to this, oh no.
Yeah. What do you think of Kiryu so far?
He seems like a pretty cool dude. He seems very, very, respectful.
Yeah.
Like a very respectful, nice dude.
Okay. It's interesting to hear these opinions.
I forget his master's name.
Genuine
master's
lad.
Name? Something with the K.
Kazama,
something along the lines of that.
Yeah, it's Kazama, and his name is... Kazuma Kiryu.
Yeah. So yeah, he seems very loyal, very very loyal to him. It seems like almost to a fault of him at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have heard of the real estate company also at this point, correct?
Yes, but like not much else.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Sounds like good. I don't think they said anything about it.
Okay.
I think it just had like a title. I think it's like chapter 2 is called the real estate, something like that. I think that's what I know.
It's like
about.
An honest living or something.
Something along the lines of that. Yeah. But I've heard a mention of it, not done what the hell it is yet.
All right. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to like how you react to the rest of the story.
Yeah. It'll definitely be pretty fun. I really enjoyed how it's set up.
Okay. This is a little nitty gritty, but what difficulty mode are you playing on?
I'm playing on normal.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was advised by everyone who had played it before to play on easy, because combat is not its strong suit.
Yeah, it seems a little finicky, and I'm trying to figure that out.
It is.
Trying to figure out like when exactly I can dodge, when exactly I can block.
Heat actions are really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get on them as soon as you see them.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm also trying to figure out how to maybe stop whenever I get knocked down. It seems like enemies just get an automatic follow-up kick.
Yep.
I'm trying to see if there's any like way I can...
You can hold, I think...
Attack. Yeah.
You can hold L1 to block in some styles.
Yeah, okay. The worst part of playing fighting games is when you get... when you play every other video game, you immediately start looking for tech and like just... Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but like... You should see the way I play Hollow Knight. Like, the way I play Hollow Knight, it's like I try to like... it's like I'm trying to find like the optimal like combos, like I'll like and like even like as I traverse through an area, I try to like short hop just enough into my air dash land and like it's a lot of fun. Speaking of which, Hollow Knight,
this amazing
game I've been talking about for a while, I finally beat it. But based on the ending, which I won't really go into any detail, and based on the sort of the game's inspirations, I can tell that this is one of those games that has multiple endings. I can't really, like, I'm not going to really specify, like, what happened in the ending I got, but I can tell there's more to it. So okay. I'm gonna go back, search everywhere again, see if I can't find something. Because I don't want to, like, Google it.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's not too hidden, yeah. And I can actually find it in a reasonable amount of time.
It's not like a Persona true ending where you have to answer 7 or 8, like, questions in a row. This is Persona 4.
Yeah.
You have to answer like 7 or 8 questions in a row in order to get anything other than the bad ending.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't save in between them.
Nope. Perfect. And if you get literally any of them wrong, you get the bad ending.
Yeah.
The stream title still says CodeCast.
Oh, let me change that. We're not coding. Sorry.
We're not coding.
And it sucks because like everything outside of that in that scene is so good.
Yeah. Everything like
other than the questions.
And then other than the questions also.
And the good thing about Hollow Knight is, I don't know how Persona 4 worked, but after I beat the boss, I just went back to before I beat the boss. And so,
okay.
So I could try it again. But I'm guessing if Persona 4 is like Persona 5, like, fuck you, start over, kid.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
But yeah, Hollow Knight, fucking fantastic game. I'm really happy that it's up. That was up there on the Steam charts during the sale. Like, that shit made me happy. Thanks, Donkey.
Yeah, honestly.
Thanks, Donkey, for promoting the game. That shit's like, it's like dumb good, and it really wasn't selling that well when it first came out. So I'm really happy that it's picked up Steam.
I've heard nothing but fantastic things about Hollow Knight from like everyone.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like makes me. I'm just. Because I've been there before, man, where I play an indie game, and I'm like, this is, like, actual quality, and, like, it just never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Literally last year with Masquerada. But, so it's nice that Hollow Knight wasn't left in the dust.
Yeah. Just have a YouTuber play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll help it drastically. If they like it.
Yeah. But Donkey's doing that thing where he seems like a good game critic.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. Out of nowhere, just where he's like,
the guy, the reach for the sky. Is like, he is like one of my more respected game critics. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
I imagine you saw that whole thing of him like
shitting on
game critics.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, he's trying.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I'm uncomfortable with this Donkey, but I like it. You know?
Yeah, it's a neat change. I'm interested to see where he goes.
Because you can still have it both ways. You can be smart and a dumbass at the same time.
Yeah, you can.
And what else I'm playing? Actually, nothing. Oh no, I actually played League 2 days ago.
Whoa. So, I was expecting that.
Or was it last night? Anyways.
Yep.
So, having been away from League for a long time, I think the last the champion that came out, I don't remember. I think Ivern was the next champion that came out when I stopped, like, just officially quit the game. But even before then, I wasn't really playing for like a year. It was just on and off, like, whenever my friend would ask me.
No.
Can you manage the channel?
The notification?
Yeah. Go to our channel and see if you can manage it. You seem to be more on top of when we're playing what thing. So.
Okay, so channel.
Anyways.
Sorry.
And so I just, you know, played a couple support games because I used to be a support main back when I played.
Yeah.
And I had a surprisingly good time considering how, like, on such negative terms, I left that game. Me and that game, we were just not seeing eye to eye, so I dropped it. And I definitely, like, I'm definitely, like, fully into, like, Smash now. Like, I can't, you can only have really one competitive game in your life.
Yeah.
And, like, or at least one competitive genre in your life, because it just takes too much time to, like, try to be good at that many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was a good time, and it reminded me how much I loved League. I just was kind of on the website, and I was just like, I'll just take a second to shit on Overwatch. But, like, Overwatch gets praised for its character designs and, like, all this shit. And then I just went on the League site, and I was just reminiscing and going through all the different characters. Like, League has really fucking just cool-looking characters with, like, dope backstories and, like, cool personalities and cool voices, and it's just like Kled. That's
huh? Okay.
No, that was the Kled. He's this he's a Yordle. He's pretty much like he's like a southern racist. Like that's his character. He's like the guy on the porch with the shotgun is get off my lawn. Like, he is actually that character.
This one?
Yeah, Clay.
Okay, I think.
And he rides like a he rides like a little dragon dude.
This guy.
Yeah, he's pretty much toothless. He pretty much just rides toothless into battle. That was last. That was the last champion that was released. I love him. He has like the best voice lines in the entire game. Mm-hmm. I recommend everyone just like at some point just like. Go to YouTube and type in Kled voice or whatever, and he just like I don't know who the fuck the voice actor is, but he fucking killed it. This guy goes like I don't know, he must like coated his like throat in like some sort of like materials because like
gold.
Yep.
He gilded it.
Yeah, no. What the fuck is my point?
I also played Overwatch a little bit.
Oh yeah, Overwatch.
Doomfist is out.
Doomfist.
I can't talk about Doomfist because the only time I played Overwatch was for 2 hours on Nugget's stream, and also on Nugget's
I haven't fought against Doomfist, but playing as Doomfist, I can immediately see that he is actually cancer. Now, I don't know if anyone's actually fought against Doomfist, nope. But I could tell that you would just effortlessly go in and then insta-kill whoever the fuck
They've already changed him a little bit.
So to play as this guy is like he's like my main automatically. The second they announce him like main status immediately. That being said,
he's probably going to be my main DPS as well if I ever get back into the game.
But like, he does a lot of damage, and like I'm not sure like unless you're Tracer.
Yeah.
If you can do anything about it,
because
he just slams you, you get moved a little bit, and then he can uppercut you, and then he can slam down on you. It's pretty wild.
So there's a few things. They've changed him a little bit already. So when he first came out, mm-hmm. his punch went 30 meters. Like, his fully charged punch would go 30 meters. Now it goes 20 meters, so they've already dropped it by a third. They did say, like, his mobility, you know how when you use your uppercut... And you can just go to any platform. Like, literally, you can go anywhere. Like, even if it's above you, if you press E, you can go there.
Yeah.
They're going to change that.
Yeah.
So they said they only wanted it to go...
That's a bug.
Level or down.
Yeah, that's not a feature. That's a bug.
Yep.
Yeah. So how is he going to play? Huh?
No, it's a Bethesda game.
Yeah, it's a Bethesda game.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Yeah, so he's only going to be able to go to surfaces that are... within his reach. Like, so if you see the cone of vision, chances are you'll be able to go there. But right now, he can literally just travel anywhere, and that's just
that's a problem. That being said, I'm sort of I still have to. I guess I'll have to play versus Doomfist to know for sure.
Yeah.
But the way I was hitting people, and like they felt like it felt like he would hit them, and they would get like stunned for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so like I would charge up my fist, hit them, and then they would like be stunned for like not too long, like 0.5 seconds, but like enough time for me to then uppercut. And like that would kill squishies.
Yeah, so that kills squishies, it does. It kills squishies if they hit the wall. Yeah. So how Doomfist thing does, it does like a certain amount of set damage. I think it's something like somewhere between 50 to 100, I'm not sure the entire. But if you punch somebody, it does a smaller amount of damage, but if they hit the wall, it does damage again.
Oh,
the punch is not killing people, it's hitting the wall, killing people.
Oh,
and it can kill, I think, everybody 250, like 250 health and down. I think it can kill. It cannot kill tanks in one hit. And another thing about Doomfist is when you're going in with Doomfist, you have to very easily, like, strategically manage your cooldowns. Because he is a very, very ability-heavy character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think you might be overestimating how much he can do if people are paying attention to him. Because... once he blows his abilities, and if he doesn't have an ult, that's it. Because, the way I see his ult being used is, like, just as a way out, honestly. Because it's, like, it's just such an easy way out.
Yeah.
But, and he fucking dies. Like, Doomfist fucking dies when he goes in. He needs a lot of heals on him, or mm-hmm. it needs to not be the main focus. And if you're playing Doomfist, the way it seems like he's intended is to be the main focus.
Yeah.
And if people shift over and he just dies.
Yeah, I think Zarya will be like mandatory with Doomfist because you can put the barrier on, start fucking people up, and then before her barrier leaves, you have been gaining your shield.
And
I feel like that's also as Doomfist going ham the entire time is very good for Zarya.
Yeah,
and as far as I know, Zarya is already pretty good right now. So
she's a good flex pick right now. She's not
mandatory, but like if Doomfist is any good, then Zarya is going to be right there with him.
Yeah,
and I like, you know, I like Zarya, so she's one of the few characters where you actually have to make decisions.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was finding that a lot. I played pretty much all my matches as Zarya the 2 hours I played Overwatch this week. And I think where I fell short was I had to make decisions. Yeah. I just was kind of throwing the bubble on everybody who was in the fray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was doing okay because it was at a low level.
Yeah.
But it requires a lot more thinking than I was prepared for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
especially with how the rest of the cast conditions.
Yeah.
It's like you're used to just like, you know, hold left click, point it at someone, move around a little bit. Yeah. And then Zarya's like, oh shit, okay. So I have to.
Yeah, the cooldowns were really getting me.
But yeah.
Like, yeah, he's definitely.
Oh, I super fucking love Doomfist.
Yeah, also.
Like, I think he's like fucking awesome.
Yeah, no. And like, he's pretty much was made for me, African. Gold highlights and just sort of brown skin and like gold accessories is my aesthetic. Just whatever, I don't even fucking care. And he's
to be fair, it's a very good aesthetic.
Yes, no, that's no. And he's fucking all in the whole time. His playstyle is to just go in, kill two people and die.
Yeah,
that's his job. It's to go in, kill two people, die. Yeah. Now it's 5v4. That's his job, and that's I'm all fucking about that. And if I can get out, then getting out feels good. It's like a it's like a reward for playing well, not dying.
Yeah, super fucking cool.
Yeah, no, he's just a lot of fun.
I'm starting to not play him on PTR because I play PTR for a couple days where I'm like, okay, I really want to play Doomfist because he's like the only fun I'm having in Overwatch right now. So I stopped doing that because I don't want to get used to his fucking
bustedness,
brokenness.
His like he's a fucking walking bug right now.
Yeah,
like he will fall through the ground in certain places if you ult and just die. Like he's a little bit of a mess right now, but that's what the PTR is for.
It's really great.
So, yeah, yeah, I think he's really great.
All right,
that's it.
Dan.
I got into the closed alpha for Keystone.
Did you?
Yes.
That's Warframes.
Yeah.
Digital Extremes.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck genre it is. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a board game, King of the Hill FPS something.
They'll probably do a good job with it, honestly.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of faith in them.
Yeah.
Which is more than I can say for
like,
most developers.
For an alpha, this is like really good.
Okay.
No. You said a board game, King of the Hill FPS.
Board game, King of the Hill FPS.
So,
and deck builder.
Okay. So
I'm
going to
need
a little
help here. You're going to need to explain a bit more how it works.
So basically, how Keystone works is you pick a character, and you have like a. I guess the best way to put it is like they're effectively the classes in Borderlands, but not. Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have the guy who builds turrets, you have the sniper, you have the tank, etc.
So, your typical, like, FPS classes.
Yeah, typical FPS classes.
So, you have Torbjorn and everybody else. But, yeah.
Yeah. And you progress through this board game on screen, and each new tile is a different game, I guess. And right now there are two game modes. There's King of the Hill and something else, but I haven't gotten the something else yet.
Oh, so you play like short FPS based game modes?
Yes.
And how long is like the average round?
Like 5 to 7 minutes, something like that, I think.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And
I lose attention to things very quickly.
Yeah. It's definitely a game designed to play in short bursts. I can tell that right now.
That's so opposite from Warframe, where you literally have, like, 8 hours of daily content per day.
Fuck that.
Yikes. Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to play.
Yeah. The deck building system is pretty much the same as Paragons.
Oh, okay.
Where you just pick abilities, and then those are the ones you get as you progress through the game, and you all just get them as time progresses.
Mm-hmm.
I picked what was it? Just the base, like, soldier dude who has, like, nothing really special about him to start.
Soldier 76.
Yeah, effectively. I don't think you can sprint in this game.
Okay.
So it's not Call of Duty.
Which is really weird because I kept trying to sprint and I just kept using my specials and I died a lot.
Yeah. That means it's probably... I don't know. too much about it, but usually the sprint function is a very modern thing, so it seems reminiscent of your old school arena shooters. Mm. And I'm fucking all about arena shooters.
It's like, kind of like
where
that.
It's like you move the stick forward a little bit and you have sprinted 20 meters.
No, everyone is super slow.
Oh, okay,
yeah, interesting. Sadly, that's my biggest complaint with the game is everyone feels like super heavy and super slow.
Yeah,
even the lighter characters. I tried the base soldier, the sniper. And what was the last one I picked? The tank, I guess. Or not even a tank, just a higher damage dude. And I didn't like any of them. But I feel like that's more so my personal preference than it is like anything to do with the actual game. But mechanically it's sound. It looks fantastic. Like graphically speaking, it's like really good, especially in the state it's in. Kind of glitchy, but alpha.
Yeah.
It's looking like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. It's looking really good. And the other guy is a dude who sets up traps. And he's in an astronaut suit. Oh, and he looks really fucking stupid, and I need to play as him.
It's an astronaut who sets up traps. Timo.
Speaking of other things that Digital Extremes has done that looks really cool, this is bordering on news territory, but Warframe is beginning to roll out its open world stuff.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Later this summer, there's no exact date other than soon, trademark. Digital Extremes is rolling out a new relay, which can hold up to 50 players at a time. It is 9 kilometers squared, just an area. So they're rebuilding the entire game, like all the quests, missions, and everything, over a period of time to make it open world. Which, I don't know why they didn't start that way, but
that is a lot of money.
Yeah,
which they now have.
Which they now
have. due to their ingenious platinum system.
and the fact that they give out fucking coupons
that's what I'm referring to. Yeah, literally, okay, the coupon system is the smartest like free to play thing you could have ever done.
Yeah.
Like I was talking, I don't know if it was on the podcast or just elsewhere. I was sort of talking about the fact that Steam has ruined me as a PC gamer. Like, I hate that I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I want to spend $15 on Hollow Knight, the best game I've played this year. Like, I hate that. Like, that was a thought that crossed my mind. But, like, meanwhile, like on the Switch, I'll be like, yeah, I'll pay $80 for new Joy-Cons, like $60 for this new game that I probably won't even fucking like. Yeah. And I'm just like, but like, there's something about the Steam and like the sale culture that makes me not want to ever buy video games unless they have the fucking green box. This is minus 10% on.
Yeah, it usually means nothing. Yeah. It's just a small amount of money.
Out. And it's like $1. Oh, this $10 game is now $9. Oh, perfect. Time to go in. Like,
I've been meaning to get this for a while.
This
now.
Shit gets
I think
me
it's red. Time.
Like, I hate.
The
I hate
like
that.
Little 10% tag doesn't get me on. Full games, it gets me on DLC.
It's just that shit makes me red. And so, like, knowing this, the guys that I don't fucking care what their studio's called, they use the coupon system to make it be like, oh, like it's 10%, 50% off your next purchase of Platinum. It's like, nigga, I'm buying Platinum today.
Yeah, you gotta buy it. You know, you're just losing money. If
yeah,
you don't.
Like I'm. Like, I need to use these coupons.
Yeah.
They were so.
And they expire, too. It's like, you have two
days to redeem them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually dirty.
And they're login bonuses.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even, like, things you earn. You just get them.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's
I like that's the I like smart. The fact that they're not things you earn. But, yeah. Also, their Prime Access system is fucking ingenious.
Yeah.
Because if you have ever played any MMO, you know that a high amount of RNG is involved in getting like new things, powerful things, etc. When Warframe decides we're going to take an old Warframe and give it like base stat boosts, like a new look and
rework.
different like animations for their abilities, they call it a Prime, and they sell it in like a bundle. With affinity boosters, credit boosters, which double the amount of affinity and credits you get for a set period of time. Did I say? Like, cosmetic accessories that you can only get through this. And weapons that also come with the, you know, same deal. So you get all this for the Prime bundle, and it's like $150. And I've done it. I've bought it. That was when I was playing Warframe for literally 12 hours a day, though. Yeah.
That's like 12 holidays.
Yes. 10.
No, keep doing it. Keep buying Warframe if that's what makes you happy. As somebody who spends money in Fire Emblem,
I don't a lot, frequently.
No,
yeah. We need to stop this.
Hey man, have you seen my 5 stars?
You can't let them get away.
I mean, if my $150 purchase of Trinity Prime 2 years ago allowed Warframe to become open world eventually, okay.
Yeah. But like, what is like open world is like a cool concept that will lose its luster after like 2 days,
yeah.
And then it's not actually going to change the gameplay loop or anything like that.
There are a lot of things that it might change gameplay loop wise, at least temporarily.
For Warframe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, Warframe is a very, like,
it's
confined mm-hmm. game when it comes to, like, actually playing it.
Yeah, it's instance-based.
Yeah.
You there take the mission and you load the small area. But, like, having it be open world, I don't entirely understand what that does for the main gameplay.
There are a lot of, like, stealth-based Warframes that you might not get the chance to use in corridors and instance-based missions that I think are going to see a lot of, like, different play. In the open world? I'm thinking, like, they were talking about it on Twitter. I follow all of the like, main developers. And they said that they drew inspiration from, like, The Witcher, Horizon Zero Dawn, and, like, other open world games that had, you know, things to do in them. So, I hope they don't force open combat as much as Horizon Zero Dawn did, but I think their main inspiration was The Witcher.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. Like, is it more, I don't know if they've announced anything like this, but is it more, like, say, because it seems like Warframe's missions, they're fairly confined, like you said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the only thing I can compare it to right now is, like, say, Destiny, where that's a lot more open, where it's, like, the whole environment is a mission.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think it's going to have things like that. It might not be like that in its entirety.
Okay.
Warframe has been steadily just kind of adding more to do, even in, like, the single, like, instance-based missions.
Yeah.
So, like, at the rate they're going, it'll probably end up working out. Because, like, when I started playing Warframe, it was literally just a corridor for 5 minutes and you were done.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, half the time you're not even shooting things, you're actually just doing parkour all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Destiny would actually be a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't see what the open world would be if not for that. Like, you would accept your mission and then go to just, like, pretty much just a more open area. Mm-hmm. But, like, the interesting thing about the movement is based on the sort of, or the level is, the movement is based off the sort of level design, which is, like, the wall jumping and the sliding and shit. So I'm curious to see what their open environments would actually look like.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just be doing a lot of like Gears esque sprinting as you go.
You can actually. There's, I think, footage, at least a little bit, of you using your Arcwing to get across maps.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're reworking a lot
they're giving
like,
the Arcwing
stuff.
A use.
Yeah, they're giving that a use. They're adding fishing.
I heard about
I'm
that.
In.
That's
the, I'm in.
That's the thing that you need to tell me first.
Yeah, they're adding fishing.
Okay, no, all right, I'm done.
All right,
we did it.
We're playing Warframe.
When's our Warframe series all right. starting?
After the World of Warcraft one ends.
Dude, I'm just going to.
You think I'm joking?
I'm gonna have the strongest rhino that's ever existed.
Just going to have a fish.
They're also. I watched a little bit of the. They have a 17-minute gameplay video of just walking around this relay. There's a new race coming with the relay. They're like the Junker type.
Okay.
I'm race.
Sitting here, I'm like,
yeah, race? There's the Grineer, there's the Orokin, there's Sentience.
I meant like lore-wise. Yeah. I was like, so I could be like the Rhino, but like really small or something? that is my dream. I want to be a little baby Rhino.
let's see. They're also. You can customize like the different parts of weapons. You can give them names. You can customize like your armor.
So I could attach a red dot sight to my shotgun.
Pretty much. they're doing a lot to give the game like a new feeling.
That all sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to at least play it for a while.
Yeah.
When they start rolling things out.
When the update drops, I'm probably going to pick it up again.
Yeah, it's a really seasonal thing for me.
Yeah, I'll probably put like 5 hours into it. I was like, wait, I'm just trying to get gear, and then I'll stop again.
I'm just looking at numbers go up. And hey, sometimes I love that.
No, it's like so satisfying.
Yeah, I like that. That's literally the reason why I played Destiny, was to see my small number go up.
Okay.
And numbers fly. Do numbers fly to people in Warframe?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Do some Warframe with me.
If numbers fly out of people,
yeah,
that's I'm on.
They fly like above.
Okay, that's anywhere as long as they're coming out of people.
Oh, they are. So yeah, that's all I have to say about Warframe's update. I'm very excited.
Shotguns, because there's a little number for every pellet.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's like the way I have my shotguns modded out. It's usually like 400.
Yeah, this is so back in baby days.
Back in baby days before every mod had a Prime version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back when I was like, oh man, this Rhino guy is really cool.
Rhino's still really good.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got like the inability to die. It's probably very useful.
Yeah, they've reworked him a couple of times so that his abilities like work better now.
Does he still have the fucking Rhino charge?
Yes.
Okay. Because if they get rid of that, I'm gonna fucking assassinate. I'm going to assassinate the devil.
Well, yeah, that's your move forward button.
Yeah, I need my move forward button. I don't want to use the stick. I want to move via slamming my head into shit.
Yeah, they still have that. So yeah, that's all I have to say about Warframe. I did a. What?
Sorry, I just looked at chat. Kennedy's here.
Hey, Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy.
I did a short news story about it on thelifecast.net. It should be pretty recent.
Kennedy called you a dweeb.
Okay.
She said...
Kennedy, why do you think we all hang out together?
Dan looks like such a weeb. Tell Dan I say he's a dweeb. Not a weeb. Well, that too, but that dweeb as well.
So she said you look like a weeb.
No, look like a dweeb. Look like a dweeb.
Okay, okay.
I messed up. I'm so used to calling people weebs.
Okay.
I dropped the D.
Damn it. This is a side note, but I really want our WoW series to fall through just so we can start. You know we had to Dota to him.
What was that last
You
part?
Know we had to Dota to him.
I thought you just were saying you wanted to fall through.
No, I really want to use You Know We Had to Dota to him.
Sure, I'll fucking play. I've got like 2 hours in Dota and I just played Dragon Knight the whole time.
I played that game. My Steam library tells me I played Dota 2 for 5 or 6 hours. I don't know what the fuck I did. Did I like look at a menu for 6 hours?
No. Can't you watch the international through the game itself? Did you try?
Is that what I did? Maybe. Did I watch international through the client?
You did, yeah.
That's probably what I did.
yeah. And PlayerUnknown's new update is out.
Oh, wait, are we done with games? Because I still had a game to talk about.
Oh,
we
had a game?
Yeah.
By all means.
Oh, hey guys, Adam here. resident video game player.
Hey, Adam.
Adam here with the NPR.
Nice to meet you.
The last thing I played this week was the Full Throttle remaster.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, Full Throttle is the last LucasArts game that happened during its era of like really fucking good point and click games. And this was the only one I like never really played or touched or even cared about.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to play through this one, and believe it or not, it is a lot similar to the other ones. But this one is also a lot shorter and a lot more manageable. Like you can almost see the evolution through their games, where it's like people don't want to do this bullshit anymore, so they condensed it a lot.
Yeah,
and I think it's actually like one of my favorite ones because of it. Like it's a lot shorter, it's a lot more cohesive than the other ones. It tells a story about a bike gang, a dude in a bike gang, and that's where it starts off, and then shit unfolds, and then the story ends. And there are some bullshit puzzles that are definitely your traditional 90s point-and-click puzzles where it's like, oh, man, fuck. That's real lame. Like, there was one that, without too many spoilers, you have these, like, little RC cars, and there's a minefield.
Yep.
And you need to...
you need to set off the mines with the RC cars?
You need to set off the mines with the RC cars.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing. So I put them all down.
Yeah.
And at once. I put them all down at once. And I did it. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's walk through this minefield now. And then I died. And I'm like, wait, that's really weird. So what you have to do is you have to drop them. So they come in a package. So you have to drop them all. And then you have to pick them up one by one. So you have to pick them all up. And then you have to release them once. Wait till it blows up. Walk out to it. Release it. Wait till that one blows up. And you have to do that 5 or 6 times.
Are you fucking serious?
And I'm like, wow, this is like, wow, this is the genre. Man. It's okay, wait, Kennedy. On a scale of from 1 to Grim Fandango, the puzzles are not actually that obtuse. They were pretty, like, a lot of the puzzles ended up being like, oh man, fuck, this camera's bad, so I didn't actually see where I'm supposed to be. So, like, the puzzles were fair. Okay, so for 90s puzzle games, they were fairly straightforward. Not by any means now, but for those standards, they were more straightforward than, a lot more straightforward than Grim Fandango. But they were still definitely pretty obtuse. But yeah, I like this one a lot. It's pretty cool. It's very basic. It's not trying to do anything special. It just is what it is. It's a short story. All right. And I recommend it. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah.
And there's one really cool thing in this one. I don't know if this is the case with the other ones, mm-hmm. because I never actually tried it. But so what you can do, you can swap in between the remastered art and the old art literally with a button press.
That's very
cool. So, like, say if you're watching a cutscene, you're like, oh, man, I don't see what this looked like a while ago, and you just press it.
And it'll just, like,
and it'll just, change just it. Like, yeah. Like, no. you don't miss anything, and there's no, like, screen change. It's literally just a transition into the other one. Like, the dialogue cool. still goes through. You don't miss anything. It's very, very smooth, and I really like that. And they made ways to make it easier. I didn't find out until halfway through. But there's a button you can just press, and it highlights literally all the interactables on a screen. And I'm like, okay, this is really great.
I think that's a good way to bring point-and-click stuff
up
fucking, to date.
If you want to put Detective Mode in your fucking games, put them in point-and-click adventures.
Yeah, right?
Just be like, click on the red shit.
Yeah.
Drag this red shit into the other red shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like this one. This is a good one. If you like those LucasArts games and didn't play or ever care about Full Throttle like I did, give it a shot. It's fun.
Okay. Get other games we did this week?
That's all I got.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played PlayerUnknown's a little bit. This was after PlayerUnknown's updated on Thursday.
Can you vault?
No. Damn. You can't vault yet. Fucking unfortunately. I am so excited for... Is there a machine in the background making sounds? Most likely.
Probably.
No vaulting. The major change is where the Glock is in. The Groza is now in crates instead of the VSS. The VSS just spawns normally on the ground. The Dusk map is out, and I fucking love playing on it. It's so pretty.
Yeah. To clarify, it's not a new map.
They're adding new maps. It's a new time of day on the same map.
Yeah, it's just a new time of day now. But they are adding new maps very soon.
It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I heard Dust. So I was thinking CSGO.
CP Dust. I wouldn't mind. Like, point, just 100 point, people crammed onto CP Dust.
Fucking Dust. Just ends immediately.
They're this big on Dust.
Yeah.
They're like, not three quarters. They're like 0.1 size of human. And they're just all on one CSGO map. No. It's a new time of day. And it looks really good. The thing I was concerned with was shadows. Especially in, like, bridge areas. There are a lot of, you know, shadows. So my concern was, are they going to be client-side so that, you know, players can turn shadows down to low or even off and kind of cheat around that intentional visibility decrease, but it looks like they're server side for map specific things.
Yeah.
So, which I'm happy that they made that choice.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, there's no point.
Yeah. Kind of like with the foliage issue, people could just have it turned off and see people like crawling around on dirt.
Yeah, which is something I need to fucking do because apparently I've just been missing out this whole time.
No, it doesn't turn it off anymore.
Yeah.
What turning the settings to low does is it gives you higher frames per second. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it makes people easier to see.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because they're not as low res as the environment around them.
Okay.
But yeah, also my computer doesn't run it at full 60 frames if it's on high.
Okay.
Just because my graphics card is a little bit old. But yeah, I haven't gotten my hands on a Groza or a Glock yet.
I got my hands on a Glock.
How was it?
I didn't really get to use it. But I didn't know I'd get my hands on a Groza yet.
Didn't you, like, shoot the air or something?
Yeah, I shot the air a few times. Yep. And that clip goes by fast.
Okay, boy, playing this game in a group is a fucking trip.
I love playing this game in a group. I don't want to play it solo anymore.
I only want to play in solo to increase my skills.
Yeah.
What happened was I was playing with Nugget on stream. I think You and Tiffany were there also.
Yeah.
I kept getting scared and shooting my teammates.
It was really good.
Yeah. There's one clip where Nugget's hiding in a fucking corner. We've taken over the school, which is like the area most people go. Nugget's hiding in a corner, like outside the school. We all know everyone's like there. I'm like, this is a person, and I fire off a shotgun shot. It's literally just off enough that it doesn't hit him at all. Yeah. I also, there was one game that we didn't think we were going to make it inside the circle because we dropped off first thing.
Yeah.
Who ran who over? You guys were knocking each other out with fists or something.
Yeah, I shot him.
Yep.
Because, I forget, it was a whole bunch of fucking shit. Like,
that was a wild game.
Yeah, so Nugget hit me or something, and then I shot him, and then I gave him a first aid kit.
Yeah, you guys were like knocking each other out,
and then Sydney ditched us
and healing each other, and then Sydney came to pick me up.
Yeah, and then I killed Nugget again.
And then we came to pick you guys up, and we were like, oh, okay, let's all stick together.
Yeah, and then you killed me once, I think.
Yeah, no,
that was with the pan. Was that the same game? Or was that a different game?
Same game.
Okay, I tried.
No, someone got out of the car, and Sydney accidentally ran them over.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
It was Nugget.
Yeah.
And you got out, revived Nugget. We got back in the car.
Yeah.
And someone said, "Hey, can you shoot people from inside their car?" Yeah. And I said, "Don't you fucking do it!" And I got out of the car with my sniper rifle, took you out.
Yeah.
Got out.
It's a lot of friendly fire. I had never seen the text "friendly." Like, I've never actually killed someone on my team before. So what happens is it won't tell you killed somebody. It'll just in red text "friendly fire."
Yeah.
It really wants you to know you killed your friend.
Yeah. Then I revived you or something.
Yeah.
Someone revived you. I rushed you with the pan. Killed you.
Yeah.
And then I died.
Yeah. And then we made it, like, really fucking far.
Yeah.
I had, like, literally...
We made it to, like, I think top seven... No, we were a seventh group.
Yeah.
Out of 25.
Yeah. The whole game, I had one shotgun shell. Like, I had one shot in my shotgun. We just didn't encounter anybody, thankfully. But, yeah.
Yeah. It was, it was an adventure. I was so surprised. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna quit after this last game. And we were like, okay, let's just fuck around.
Yeah,
and
let's just murder each other.
And then it worked. So, maybe it's a ritual.
We'll start a GoFundMe for you. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, I continue to have a lot of fun with that game. Like,
yeah. I still want to be able to get a chicken dinner on my own.
Yeah.
Like a solo?
Yeah.
I don't want to play solo. Solo is a whole different beast. Solo's like a different game. Solo, you have to be
there is no room for error.
Yeah, solos. This is like really
especially at the skill point everyone else is now.
Yeah. Like, you really got to be on top of your shit. Yeah. I like groups because it's a little more laid back and lenient.
I like groups, but I don't count if I die early. Yeah. I don't count if our group goes on to win. I don't count that.
Yeah.
That's not a win for me.
Yeah.
That's not a personal victory, so it's not a victory.
It's a victory for me as long as I see that one at the end. That's what counts for me.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I have to say about PlayerUnknown's. We are just about 45 minutes in, so we're going to do a couple of announcements very quick.
Well,
I still need to get like a little MP3 player. I've been trying to dig up my iPod mini from literally 10 years ago, so we could plug it in and I can do like just transition music live. But anyway.
That sounds fun.
I
like transition announcements. Music.
We, have a full streaming schedule on our Twitter. It's pinned there. We're at @_lifecast. So we stream. We are doing daily giveaways through, I think, the 22nd of this month is how it works out. We post like three times a day on Twitter. If you want to help us out by retweeting those, that would be amazing. And you can also enter. I mean, it's a free, potentially, game per day. Yeah.
Get those free games.
Yeah. Yeah, streaming schedule, Twitter, doing giveaways. We're also doing regular news articles and regular articles now on our website. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're working on some stuff in behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Our streaming schedule is apt to change as we...
Maybe even tomorrow it'll change.
Not tomorrow. Wait, no. At this point, when this podcast comes out, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
But 2 days ago, it will not have changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're going to be reworking that soon, eventually. We want to get to streaming more consistently over more days per week.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Kennedy is doing her first stream on our channel.
Yeah.
Weeaboo Wednesdays.
That'll be fun.
Where she plays visual novels. And I'm very excited for that. Cannot wait.
Visual novels are a fucking trip, though.
Yeah.
I've watched my fair share of people just go through just like the worst things. And I don't know why I find it so compelling. There's something about like playing visual novels with a friend that's just like...
It's a lot of fun.
It's a bonding experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what she's going to play first.
She said, but I forget, right?
Okay. I think it was going to be Dream Daddies, but it's not
out. Dream Daddy doesn't come out until the day after.
No, it was a weeb one.
Yeah, it's Danganronpa, I think.
Was it Danganronpa?
Because I think she told me someone got it for her.
And then, I thought she said someone got her a different thing.
Oh, no, I thought Danganronpa was the thing she was, like, got.
No, Danganronpa was the one that people voted for. But someone bought her another one that I forget the name.
Well, whatever the one that someone bought her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want me to tell you which? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, please do.
She can barely
we can announce it right here.
We're using the Yeti for streaming. Sorry. If you're having audio issues, it's capturing four people.
It's not Danganronpa. She said, no, not Danganronpa.
No, not Danganronpa.
Okay.
Oh. I can't see your name. Mishoku. Oh, thank you for that suggestion. I'll probably bring a Bluetooth speaker and a good Bluetooth speaker next time.
For the transition?
For the transition music, yeah.
Ooh.
For stream number one, it's going to be joke visual novels. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, then I know exactly what they are.
Yeah, I won't say.
Okay. Oh, she said.
Oh, she said. Okay.
I was going to say Butter Me Up.
Yeah.
Butter Me Up is the fucking best one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Those are our announcements for this week. If you want more up-to-date information, follow us on Twitter. That's where we post the most. We also... Because I schedule everything up for Twitter and Facebook, but usually if I want to make, like, a on-the-fly update, I do it through Twitter. Because that seems to be where our most active fan base is. So, yeah. Twitter for updates, Facebook for things we do, I guess. And we also have a Discord, which, if you're watching this, is down below. All everything is down below, actually. And yeah, that's it for announcements. Let's go into questions. So we had a couple of questions on Discord that I didn't get to last week, but I want to because they're fun.
Okay,
all right.
I enjoy having fun.
Let's see. What would the title be of the sitcom about your life?
Oh, God.
All or Nothing.
All or
Nothing. I don't know why. I like that, I think.
This is actually the hardest thing.
I know. It's a very difficult question.
Like, just think Julia names of literally anything. Just stump me. Like, it took me 45 minutes to name my protagonist to Persona 5.
Oh, my God.
Like.
No, I'm just pretending this for you. Oh, my God. So Dan's would be, it ain't easy being Wheezy.
Yes. Yes, it would.
That's actually
oh, my amazing. God.
Are
your levels good?
Yeah.
It ain't easy being Wheezy. Really like All or Nothing because I feel like on any particular day I could either be very reserved or very not.
Yeah, I would have said Dope, but that fucking movie came out. Assholes.
I feel like the name of your sitcom could actually just be Greg. You know? Yeah, I feel like that's actually like also a good title for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, something short and sweet.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I like that we got this one.
I'm just gonna I got. Oh my goodness.
Deanna's gonna be Vapor Gabe.
God damn, why is kind of
I'm not here for the bisexual erasure. I'm not here for the bi erasure, but I like it.
I think mine would just be soft.
Soft?
Soft.
And then Dave has a special called Vapor Dave.
That's what I'm going to set his nickname to
Vapor Dave.
Facebook Messenger. Vapor Dave.
Can we all set his nickname to Vapor Dave? Just at the same time?
Just like after this, let's just all do it at the same time. And he'll be very, very confused. He'll just get 7 notifications.
Ringtone for when Dave never calls me is Floral Shop.
Is that the boom boom? Yeah.
It's Floral Shop 420 by Macintosh Plus. I would know that.
Man, I got shit for this one.
I would also raise you another title called Synthgave.
Synthgave. Anything with wave.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Vapor Gave.
I think Vapor Gave sounds very
good. Vapor Gave is better.
It fits my facial aesthetic right now. Because I just realized got those sunglasses.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Just Gregory.
Just Gregory.
Yeah, Monica said just Gregory.
No. Call me by my slave name.
What? Do you want to come back to it?
I'm soft.
Yeah, I got shit.
No, I'm soft. It would be like a sort
soft.
Of like a 6-episode series that would like it would be sort of short and it would explore various concepts.
Maybe
of and
a short
and,
a short and TV softness, miniseries.
Yeah, and like softness would sort of be like a running theme.
Okay,
throughout the show, I'm thinking
a lot about this. I want to finish this before we move on. We could call it just spicy Italian, or racially ambiguous.
There we go.
Real talk. I love those sunglasses. Thank you. I want to see a sitcom called My Life is United Airlines, but not as bad. All right. Okay, next question. What's the furthest you've ever been from home?
California.
Oklahoma.
Puerto Rico.
Florida. And soon Vegas. Probably, yeah.
Okay. And then, finally, from Julia. How much wood can a woodchuck chuck, and why did he burn my crops?
Well, a woodchuck would chuck all the wood he could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
But why did he burn her crops?
That is a question. I need more information if I were to be able to answer that. Did you do something to the woodchuck?
Oh, like, untold story.
Like, for all I know, that she's the one who made it that he was able to chuck so much. Like, he's able to chuck a lot of wood.
So much wood because he had so much wood. He used to burn the crops.
He's chucking this much wood to sort of get stronger so you can finally enact his revenge on Julia.
Wait, he already did by burning the crops.
That's phase one. You don't need to get buff just to burn crops. That's the first sign. Run!
There's a really buff woodchuck.
There's a really buff woodchuck. He's coming straight. He's been chucking wood for 20 years. I've been hearing this nigga chuck wood since I was a little kid. He could have been even before I was born. We don't know how long he's been chucking wood, but he's got to be buff by now.
Maybe the woodchuck just really likes arson.
Wood is very flammable.
Yeah.
That's probably where he started it. He chucked the wood so fast.
They caught fire.
Yeah, like.
And it accidentally lit her crops on. But maybe Julia's not even the one he's after.
Yeah, maybe it was just an accident.
Yeah, maybe.
Barst be like.
Maybe he was just chucking wood one day. And like.
Maybe let's just go back to cutting wood every time he levels up.
Maybe like he was just chucking wood and then he fucked up.
Yeah.
You cut down his wood for your crops. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, maybe this is just a full circle of life that we can't comprehend.
Yeah.
The woodchuck is beyond our simple human understanding.
Barachuck is coming for your ass. we will also take questions from chat if you have them. We're not quite ready to go yet. Because it hasn't been an hour.
We'll get him.
Yep. Yeah. He's getting ready for Naked and Afraid. A woodchuck.
Oh, man, that show's something else. Halfway there.
It is.
I watched that show once, and I'm like, okay. And then I didn't watch it again.
Why does Dan look like such a dweeb? I think you're the best judge of that. You're the dweeb. Him.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Damn. Get him.
Oh, boy.
Spicy.
Yeah, they have the spiciest relationship out of everyone I know. I'm way too new. I only know of Red. Well, Kennedy's in Oklahoma. We're in Boston doing a podcast.
Yeah.
In a basement.
This is technically first floor.
Yeah, it's this floor.
Yeah, this building's architecture is garbage. Floor is half.
Part of it is submerged.
Yeah, you flatter. Let's do a. Let's go to a random question type thing.
Oh. Okay.
Random questions.
Oh, we got a question.
Oh! What's your OTP in the Marvel Universe?
Ooh, interesting. I mean, mine has always been, ever since I was a wee lad, I was in love with Storm. She was just, once she was black.
Yeah, no, I'm like totally fucking with you on this. Like, Storm, oh my God.
Like, that's what
Storm is so fucking cool.
She's just like,
I love her.
Storm is super cool.
So much.
She's just like, she's like the first, like, lots of people in like the sort of African-American community refer themselves as like royalty almost. And she's fucking queen for sure. Fucking Storm is the first queen.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I love Storm so much.
It was X2. I saw that in theaters and I'm like, oh boy. that's Storm.
Halle Berry with the short hair?
With the short hair and gray. It just looks so great on her.
Yeah. Halle Berry.
I'm not very familiar with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So, like,
the Marvel Cinematic Universe before Iron Man was literally the X-Men universe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No one gave a fuck about the rest of Marvel.
Yeah.
I can't say, because I don't do much ship wars. I've been on Tumblr for 7 fucking years. Do you think I want to ship anybody?
Oh,
no.
Oh, it's a TP. Oh,
OTP. We're supposed to be pairing. It's one true pairing.
Yeah. Oh. I don't.
Sorry. I was just, I misheard. I'm just gushing about how much I love Storm. Storm and Black Panther. They're okay, both black.
My true OTP is Marvel. In Marvel is myself an anatomically accurate Spider-Man. You could do OC ships.
Yep.
I'm all for those. Insert yourself into fiction.
Can I put myself in Marvel so I can ship myself with Storm? That sounds like a good day.
Yeah,
no,
that's totally what I would do.
It sounds like a good day.
I wouldn't be worthy.
No, oh, definitely not. Like,
it's a very much Bayonetta situation.
Yeah, very Bayonetta.
Yeah, very.
yep. Thoughts on the new Spider-Man? While we're talking about Marvel,
I haven't seen it yet.
Seen it yet, also, but I know Zendaya's in it, and
she's great.
Who is?
I don't know who Zendaya is.
She was from Disney Channel. She's the black girl.
No,
Okay.
Yeah, I knew her role in the movie. I don't know who she
was from a crappy Disney Channel kids show.
Yeah, okay.
And she's an executive producer.
Huh.
Pretty much.
I mean, I wouldn't say she was bad in the movie, but like, there was a lot of just like, I saw the movie yesterday. I loved it. I thought, because like one of the things, okay, this is going to take a little bit. So I grew up.
Real quick, Monica said Spider-Gwen and Spider-Man.
Spider-Gwen is... whoever designed Spider-Gwen needs, like...
No, that's you're good.
No, I was thinking of something different.
Oh, okay.
Thinking Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy is my OTP, but that's DC.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the best ship. Confirmed. Even though...
With the occasional Black Canary, also.
She's already got it, man.
I know.
So, I grew up watching a lot of martial arts flicks, and just... very just sort of like high quality action movies. And so I've watched the superhero movies recently and they've been leaving me lacking with their sort of giant climaxes that are big magical explosions, and I find them very uninteresting. But there's something about Spider-Man action sequences that are like so fucking good. They always know how to like set the goal. Like they make the conflict very like obvious, and they have like a goal that's usually not beat up the other guy. And he's always using his webs in creative ways, and it's like they're always just so interesting to watch. Even in the bad Spider-Man movies, the most recent, the Amazing Spider-Mans or whatever, it's just like that's something I've always loved about the Spider-Man just fight sequences in general. And this movie is no slouch in that regard. There's a lot of action set pieces, but they're usually very short and like each one has like a different objective, and the way that's shot and everything is super fucking interesting. And but other than that, this movie is like 90% just comedians, and everyone gets one line. Like they just show up for like a scene, say one thing, and they kill it. They make sure they get that one line. They made sure to just sell the fuck out of this one line, and it's so good. The comedic timing. Is fucking
with like 90% comedians, I would expect the comedic timing. It's so good. Like
the joke. There's like one or two jokes that didn't land, but like this movie is really fucking funny. And it's not like, all jokes. I would say it's honestly about 50% jokes, 50% seriousness. But like the jokes land. Like the jokes hit so fucking hard. Oh man, I loved it. And it was just corny enough.
Just a freaking mess said, "You have good taste, though. Black Panther is a baddie." And Kennedy had a legit question. Things that weren't necessarily meant to scare you, but scared you as a child anyways.
Am I going to talk about Blaster Master again?
Example. I know Skull Greymon scared the shit out of me even as a kid, even though he wasn't necessarily meant to be. Same for the book, A Bad Case of Stripes. I was about to say Goosebumps, but everyone thought those were scary as kids.
I was really fucking
vegetables.
Scared. I was really fucking scared of Lu Bu in the early Dynasty Warriors games because backstory on Lu Bu. Lu Bu is just like he's just a really strong guy, but the game sets it up. And like the second mission of every single Dynasty Warriors games, you can fight this dude called Lu Bu, and they say don't fight him, avoid him, complete the mission, do not engage him directly. And, like, I'm never heard that before in a game. Usually every game I played up to that point, it's like, oh, obstacle, just beat it. But there was just, like, no, there's just this one motherfucker who will kill the shit out of you if you engage him, avoid him, do not engage in combat. That shit scared me. I was just like, I don't know how to handle this. Every game has told me I'm the best ever. I don't know how to handle this.
I think, not like, scared me, but creeped me out more than he should have, Valdo from Soul Calibur 2.
Valdo's so cool, though.
He's fucking cool,
weird.
But
he's also fucking weird.
Yeah.
Ugh. Also, not video game related, this is probably the root of all of my anxiety ever, by the way. Sorry. there was this show on the Science Channel called Beyond Tomorrow. And the Mythbusters always had a segment on it. And one of the... Wait.
I know.
Yep.
And I know that show.
And one of the episodes that the Mythbusters did was, how long can you be buried alive in a coffin before dying?
I saw that episode of Mythbusters.
I was 12. That was a lot of fun.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I had trouble sleeping for a literal year.
Off a Mythbusters episode?
Yes. not a Mythbusters episode, but like the one segment that they did.
Okay.
On this one like off-brand science show that was on late at night.
I got two things for this.
I'm sorry, everybody. But
that's fine.
See, your reaction to it is like it probably should not have been scared. Like it's a scientific thing, but I was like, what?
Mythbusters has given me nothing but happiness in all my days. I've never experienced
that. I love Mythbusters. No, yeah. But like it was that I've one thing that was like, oh yeah, this used to happen all the time because we didn't have technology, and I was like, what if we still don't? So my little anxious ass did not sleep well for a while.
So I had two things that I was irrationally afraid of. One thing, I don't know how it started. I don't know how it became. But every time my family would watch Law and Order, the Law and Order theme song would start. And I was fucking petrified. I would leave, I'd go into a different room, I just wouldn't be in the same room as the Law & Order theme song.
I have also one involving, like, Law & Order or CSI.
It fucking spooked me.
These are their stories?
Yeah. I don't know, Kenny. I was like five. I was like five. I don't know. I'm not irrationally thinking. I was an irrationally thinking baby.
No, that's actually scary. But specifically, I remember the fucking Redeads from Ocarina of Time. I stopped playing the game the second I became adult Link and I went outside and everyone was a zombie. I'm like, everyone I know is a fucking zombie, and I just cried and just never played the game again.
If I had played Ocarina of Time when I was younger, that definitely would have gotten to me.
No, I was not okay with that. Oh, that's just not cool.
Can we, other Zelda game, the fucking moon in Majora's Mask. Yeah, but that's meant to be scary. Yeah. Yeah. That's meant to strike fear into your very core.
Yeah.
There was this one specific scene from a procedural crime drama that someone's hands were, like, disintegrating. I was also very irrationally scared of that happening to my hands.
You know, so remember, you guys remember that shitty horror movie about the Tooth Fairy, and the Tooth Fairy would, like, I don't know what the fuck it was called, but it was, like, the Tooth Fairy was, like, a demon or something that the second you would be submerged in the complete darkness, it would, like, take you or whatever.
No.
The movie itself was garbage, but, like, that concept alone is, like, fucked me up for the entirety of my life.
Yeah, fucking me up
now. Because, like, literally it's just like, oh, if I ever get completely immersed in shadow, I will die immediately. So I'll just be, like, in my house, like, the light, like, I'll, like, before I walk into darkness, I reach, turn on the lights.
Greg, that's, like, five movies.
No, there's, like, this, it's like specifically about the Tooth Fairy who was, like, I can't be, whatever. I don't know what it was called, but. It wasn't good, and it wasn't that scary. But, like, just conceptually, that movie fucked me up.
The only movie I've seen with a Tooth Fairy is the Dwayne Johnson one.
Surprisingly good movie. I watched it once in, like, it was me and my family went camping or whatever, and we had to, like, we ran out of stuff to do, so we went with all the white people in, like, the big tent and watched a movie together. And I was just, like...
You went glamping with white people.
Yeah. And, it wasn't bad. He's just so charming. He could fucking make anything work.
Orfire says, speaking of which, what is the most fear-inducing theme for y'all?
Theme? As like musical?
Yeah, specify. Theme, like musical theme.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they
like
mean.
Like, well,
right after they
concept?
Said aside from Adam, since that's settled, so I think they mean music theme.
Yeah. Back when I was a kid, I really didn't like fucking the
I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
It's fucking Sully and
X-Files.
Oh,
okay. That shit made me scared. But the thing that actually fucks me up is fucking the Twilight Zone. Like, actually, as an adult, that shit still just unnerves me. I just don't like it. Like, it's not like I'm afraid. It's just I don't want to, like, listen to it. It just,
I think music theme wise, I don't know. Fucking.
I think
the beginning of the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, I can see
it's,
that.
It's not like a fear inducing thing, but it's very like, ooh, creepy shit's going on.
Yeah, I really like the more like suspenseful stuff when it comes to that. The first one that comes to mind, oddly enough, is, like, that scene in Owlboy when you're trying to, like, not be seen by the gnomes. The music that plays, like, right there is, like, super, like, suspenseful, and you, like, kind of feel the air tense up.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Actually, the correct answer is the Sonic drowning theme.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, like, I was, like, it still, like, fucks me up, but, like... Boy, when I was a kid, like, that shit, like, that was, like, the closest I've been to, like, actually, like, having a panic attack when I was, like, five. It's just that fucking music, dog.
I will also say, the brawl mod we made, when you were just shouting, everything looks like Sonic.
Yeah, that's
that gets me somehow.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's in my deepest fears. I don't know how that makes you feel.
No, that's exactly what I wanted.
You heard it here.
You heard it here.
I got a second song that spooked me.
What else spooked
you? It wasn't a Law and Order spook by any means. But so say if I was playing Sonic Adventure, and if I was playing it at nighttime and I was in the ruins, I'd stop playing.
Is that the?
Yeah. That song creeped the shit out of me, but like not. It was no Law and Order.
Yeah, but it was just like it would unnerve.
It would unnerve me, and I would stop playing it. Yeah. Like I'd be like, okay, I'll play this tomorrow morning when it's light out.
I think there were a couple of songs in Persona 4 that did that for me when it was like foggy.
Yeah.
In the TV area.
Yeah.
The TV world.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I
like can't remember what they sound like, but I remember I was.
Yeah.
I was not comfortable. I can't read your name. My phone is pretty.
Oh, Lavender Town. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, Lavender Town's pretty unknown.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, Lavender Town's a good one.
I specifically remember I got to Lavender Town like while I was driving home at night. And like with my little Game Boy, and like having to use the light to like see. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, like the street lamps.
Yeah, you have to use the street lamps to see your Game Boy. And like I hit Lavender Town, the music starts playing, and I can't fucking see it half the time. That shit. Oh my. Okay, yeah. I completely forgot about that. I literally just uncovered it right now. Thanks, Monica.
Mishoka said, I don't have music exactly, but that whisper quiet with the creaky rocking chair.
Yeah.
Which one? From what?
Just
in general.
There's like a really super quiet, like a creaky rocking chair, and completely
just in general.
In silence. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Monica single player said, for Splatoon. Yeah.
Yeah, like after you would finish the boss fight, if you just waited there and finished it, some like creepy ass music would start playing.
What the fuck?
It was really weird.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I should go back and see what happened.
Yeah.
Like, also, praise the Jack.
I actually want to try that out.
Yeah.
What a great boss fight.
Such a good boss
fight. I'm so mad that like my favorite boss fight in like 10 years was fucking DJ Octavia.
Fucking Splatoon.
It's so good. Like I don't understand.
In that 10 years?
Yeah, and Bloodborne.
Yeah, no, that fight is fucking
honestly like one of my favorite boss fights.
No, yeah,
like,
I believe
period.
It.
Period.
Yeah, it shows something else.
Do we have any more questions from chat?
That doesn't seem it.
Okay.
Seems like, also, I have another unsettling setting.
Oh, go for it. This is our last like thing.
Yeah. When I was like I think 7 or 8, I played Sonic Adventure, and I don't know why, because Pumpkin Hill creeped the fuck out of me.
Pumpkin Hill was pretty creepy too.
It was like
visually
or the music? Yes, visually.
Okay, I was gonna say like you know it's that fighting freak Knuckles.
But like
yeah, the Knuckles rap.
Like, even then, I was like, why am I scared about this?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like even at the time.
Like even at the time, I was like, this isn't scary. Why am I freaking out? And I was just still freaking out.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I think that is going to do it for us during episode 71. Thank you for watching. If you were live on Twitch right now, it really means a lot. I think we peaked viewers. We had like 10 people watching.
Yeah.
Which, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be back next week, same time. We'll probably do a pre-show. I don't know if we're going to be social eating, but we'll do a half-hour pre-show pretty much talking about whatever we want. Hmm?
Yeah, we'll do something.
And then we'll start the podcast at 7:30. Next stream is going to be WoWMe at 7 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time. We're kind of at a weird point with that series, but we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Yeah, we're at a point where we don't know if playing World of Warcraft for 3 hours is entirely exciting.
Not
we'll find
2017.
Out. Not yet. And then after that will be Weeaboo Wednesdays with Kennedy. Then the podcast will be out.
And in between those two will be Tekken Tuesdays.
Tekken Tuesdays.
I'm so used to only doing one stream per day. But yeah, Tekken Tuesdays is after WoWMe.
Yeah.
Then the podcast comes out, then I stream. And we're going to look into having something on Fridays as well. I don't know if we'll start that this week.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Don't forget I said anything. All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, same time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.